Good morning. It's 8:52 on September 23rd, 2012. A Sunday morning, a beautiful Sunday morning here. It's a little bit cool, quite pleasant. Sun's out bright, although there's a bit of high thin cloudiness. Actually, there's quite a lot of it now that I look. Off to the west, over the mountains. So yeah, somebody mentioned that I'd walked off the edge of the map again. I never looked. So I've adjusted it for yesterday. And I'm almost at Chicago, I'm almost at the University of Chicago. Gonna have to impose on Paulette Jackson to get another set of maps over. I think I run off the map at 962 or something like that. So it's almost 1,000 miles. I'm almost to Chicago. That's a bit boggling, isn't it? I'm having a contemplative morning today. The day yesterday was pretty much tied up with finishing that story for John Monroe. I got it off to him in final draft, so he should be a happy guy. In fact, he was a happy guy. So that was good. Today's task is to finish getting Ravenwood chopped down. Not Ravenwood, Zephyr's Call chopped down to get the book in order for publication later in the week. I still have some audio work to do there. Get that out. And need to find some cover art. So yeah. So the next month, between now and the end of October, is going to be pretty much taken up with business stuff. I'll have more to say about it later, but yeah. But I teased a furious call a month ago. I got to get that out. I got to get that moving. I've got to regain my momentum, regain control of my work. And that's going to be an important thing to do, closing out this year, setting up for next. So I'm sure that I'm going to have some rough time here in the next little bit. I still have some dental work to do. I still have the kids at school to do, to work with. I need to mark up their papers. Tomorrow is an early release day too, so I'll have kids at home early in the afternoon. If I'm going to get something done, I have to hop in the morning. I have to get my walk out of the way. None of this lollygagging around until after 8 o'clock and starting out. I'll have to get moving early. Oh. Someday. I'm trying to think what I've got on the agenda for the day. I don't think I've got a whole lot. I should mow, but of course it's irrigation day. So the backyard is thoroughly soaked. Between the overnight dew and the morning irrigation, it's pretty wet. I'm sleepy this morning. I'm not exactly sure why. I got up. I got a good night's sleep, relatively. But cat woke me up at 4:30. I got up. It's not terribly early morning for me. A little bit. I found myself nodding off in my chair a couple of times, which is not like me. Well, it is like me, but not when I've had a decent night's sleep. Apparently it wasn't as good a night's sleep as I thought. So, cover art. I really need to look at some of the covers for the genre that are out there at the moment so I can get a feel for what's going around. I still like the idea of the space pictures. My original theme, my original cover art with the various galaxies featured on the covers of the books. Those are But those worked really well. I need to see what else needs to go on the cover if I'm going to do that. The the novel Nibble cover that I did with the bands and then the image in the middle of the stars. That was pretty cool. I can do something like that. I need to see what's going. I need to see what St. Martin is doing, what Random House is doing with space opera these days. The trick is to find space opera that's not military science fiction, so I have to find some new stuff. Maybe some Peter F. Hamilton or Ian McDonald or something. Ian Banks. Trying to think of who writes space opera. Oh, it's McMaster Pujold. C.J. Cherry. Brainstorm. Yes, I think it can be easily done. Indeed. Okay. Need to do a little creative work here, but I think it'll come together. Morning. Yeah. Simple and classy. Need a font. Need a color scheme. I need some insignia. Yes, yes indeed, I need some insignia. That's the ticket right there. I'm walking, I'm not talking, it's because I'm thinking, and I'm not thinking out loud, so I apologize for that. I just made the turn northward. What I'm kind of come up with is, as if you hadn't guessed, new covers for six of my favorite books. And without getting into too much of why I'm contemplating new cover art, we'll see how this all plays out. I was talking about going back to Oregon and spending a week in the Anchor to do some writing. I see that Dean has made arrangements for people to go back and spend a week. He's actually earmarked some weeks so that they butt up against other activities so that you can go and spend a week writing and then spend a few days at the workshop that follows. Try to amortize the cost of travel. The problem is getting away from the family for that length of time is problematic, but I thought it was interesting that he was actually working that angle. I love that idea. Perhaps one day I'll do it. In the meantime, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. It's a Monday. It will be a Monday. And I'll talk to you then.